atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest this afternoon is Shelley Kalinitsky, and of course we're going to be talking about his product called Wave Shield, and basically it's designed to cut down the amount of radiation you're going to get when you use a cell phone. Now, most people find it very difficult to believe that cell phones could be dangerous, but they are, and the government knows they are, and this information has been suppressed. We have an article that appeared actually in a bulletin put out by the University of Washington, and one of my friends is a dentist, attended the University of Washington, and in their bulletin, they actually talked about how their researchers had found that if you were exposed to the radiation from a cell phone, you would incur damage to your DNA. Now, DNA is the very substance of our cells. It can damage, then, the function of the brain. It can certainly damage cells, so they would be carcinogenic, and there's an increase in incidence of brain tumors associated with the use of cell phones. And according to the University of Washington, they were all set to publish this information in a regular medical journal when they were contacted, and they didn't say who contacted them, presumably somebody from the cell phone industry, and told that they would have all of their grants from government shut off, and of course they would shut off many of the grants from private industries if they dared to tell the American people the truth. That is an incredible story. Actually, you could probably pull this story down off your search engine. I found this one time up on the Internet just by typing in cell phone, DNA damage, University of Washington. This is the sort of thing that really goes on in America today. Obviously, they know that cell phones are dangerous, but they want you to use them. Why? Well, very simply, because they can not only listen to your telephone conversations when the cell phone is on, but they can listen to your conversations when the cell phone is off, because there is software now available that will actually allow them to listen to your cell phone conversations when the cell phone is off. Not only that, but they can track your location when the cell phone is off or on. And what a wonderful mechanism for tracking the American people. It's sort of like when they want to give you, right now they want to give you $4,500 for your old clunker. That car that isn't worth, you know, $75 you'd have to pay to get rid of it, but they're going to give you $4,500 if you'll just turn it in and buy a new car that'll have GPS tracking or other means by which they can either track your car or turn it off automatically by satellite at any time. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, there's no free lunch, and when government wants to give you $4,500 for your old clunker, you're better off not to take it, because they are manipulating you. But I think that, of course, we have to be aware of the danger of cell phones. And certainly they're a wonderful convenience, but they should be used just as little as possible. Well, with us today is Shelley Kalinitsky, and Shelley has devised something called Wave Shield, which we do carry. It's available for both portable phones and for cell phones, and of course it cuts down dramatically on the amount of radiation that will go into your external auditory meatus. That's a little hole in the side of your head through which you are allowed to hear. Shelley, thanks so much for being with us, and I hope you'll bring our listeners up to date on the dangers, of course, of cell phones.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, it's a pleasure being on your show. First, you mentioned University of Washington. The doctor there, Dr. Henry Lau, has been studying radiation for years. And, in fact, several years ago, he supported Senator Tom Hayden in California to get a bill passed to force the manufacturers to put a warning on the outside of the package. And I saw the video on this, and Senator Tom Hayden, it went through several sessions, and I believe it passed. And Dr. Henry Lau has been studying radiation for years. He's done experiments with rats in a maze. He hit them with radiation. They lost their short-term memory, could not find their way back through the maze to the food. And, yes, he was attacked. Someone called me and said, go to the University of Washington archives. He was attacked and with grants and that he would be fired from his job, et cetera, if he continued to bring out information on cell phone radiation. So that was very, very prominent going back a few years. I've been involved in this for over 9 years after I saw a show on ABC 2020 in the fall of 99 on cell phone dangers. And they showed testing from Europe that indicated the potential health risk, and the cell people denied there was a problem, and they're still denying it today. And it just twigged my interest, and I started researching studies. And then I found products, Dr. Stan, that claimed to block radiation. I had companies send them to me, and they were all phonies. They're stickers. So there's a lot of phony shields and discs out there that do nothing but decorate the phone. By pure luck, I found material that claimed to block radiation. I had them send me a large piece, and I tested it through a universal testing method, and the material, which is patented, blocked 99% of the radiation from penetrating the material. And the material was developed to protect workers in radioactive environments for their clothing, and it's still used that way today for nuclear plants. So in January of 2000, I got the material. I created the Wave Shield, and I sent it to a U.S. government-approved lab to test on phones. Now, just so everyone understands, when a call comes in, it comes in off the antenna. Half the radiation goes into space. The rest forms around the side of the head where you hold the phone against your ear and runs to the body of the phone. And the Wave Shield does not block that. What we're blocking, as you indicated, is the radiation that's coming through the holes, the slit, the circle that you listen through that goes directly into the soft tissue of your inner ear where all the nerves and blood cells are, because the ear is the highest absorption rate of radiation in the body, and this is where most of the reports of tumors and health problems are, directly behind the ear. So, as I say, our focus in testing and our first product called the Wave Shield 1000 blocked up to 97% of the radiation going into your ear without affecting reception. And I say up to because there are two factors, the distance and the strength of the microwave signal from the tower to your phone, and some phones have more radiation than others. So this is how I began. And then I developed two other shields. I had interest in Europe for gold, so I covered it with 24-karat gold, sent it to the lab, and it blocked up to 99%. And then when I discovered that cordless phones, which are equal or worse than cell phones, and I'm on one now, 8 to 9 hours a day, I created the Wave Shield 3000 that blocks up to 97% of the radiation going into your ear. And people will remember that cordless phones, they used to be a weak radio signal. If you left the room or went outside, you lost the call. Well, now you can be a block and a half, 2 blocks away, you don't lose the call. So we've gone from 200 megahertz of radio wave to 900 megahertz of microwave, 5.8 gigs of power.
All right, fine. And, Chris, we actually carry this item. We've checked it out as best we can, and everything that Shelley says is accurate, verified by testing. And so you really will cut down dramatically on the amount of radiation that's going through the external auditory meatus. And actually, you know, I've talked to people who claim that they had intense headaches, you know, before they started using this. And those headaches seem to clear rather dramatically once it actually started using the Wave Shield. Have you heard that sort of a story, Shelley?
Well, yes, that's a good point, Dr. Stan. Some of the symptoms people who are sensitive get are heat, headaches, fatigue, tingling, short-term memory loss, hard of hearing. And I get calls and emails after they put the Wave Shield on, Shelley, my phone isn't hot, I'm not getting headaches, my hearing has improved. And what kinesiologists do is they do a muscle test with and without the Wave Shield on the phone. When you use your cell phone, your energy level goes down dramatically. So if you were on your phone calling and you held your arm out and resisted, I could push your arm down very easily because your energy level drops significantly. With the Wave Shield on, I could take both hands and I have trouble pushing your arm down because I raise the energy level. So that's very, very important.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call. Of course, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question, comment on the wave shield concept, I mean, I wish we could do away with all the radiation, but you have a skull, and your skull will actually repel a lot of the radiation. However, you certainly got that opening in the side of your head, and of course the cell phone, primarily the microwave radiation, can go right down through that directly into the area of your eighth cranial nerve. And, of course, the incidence of brain tumors is increasing. We'll be right back with Shelley Kalnitsky. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablock to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Shelley Kalnitsky, and of course our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Well, Shelley, I know you're right on top of this. What is the incidence of brain cancer? How has it increased, or has it increased significantly over the last 20 years when we've been using these cell phones?
Well, the normal procedure is, through normal use, over a 10-year period, there's been a vast increase in the number of tumors. And just talking to people now, I'm getting 6 to 8 reports of tumors a week now. Because what's happened is, cell phones are a very important product to be in touch with people for emergencies, but people are overusing it. They're bored. They're on the phone for hours a day talking about nothing. And children are at the greatest risk because their brain tissue is still developing, their skulls are thinner, the radiation goes deeper into their brain, and they live on the phones. And I got a call a few weeks ago from a doctor. His 22-year-old daughter lived on the cell phone, kept it on at night on her pillow while she slept so she wouldn't miss a call, died of a tumor behind her ear, 22 years old. And yesterday I was told about a 17-year-old that has a tumor behind the ear. So this is growing. And in fact, Dr. George Carlo, who really opened this all up, he worked in the cell industry, and then he found out cell phones weren't safe. He jumped ship. He's become the strongest advocate against cell phones. He's written many books. He forecasts by 2015, we're going to have up to 500,000 tumors a year from cell phones. Now, there are three types of tumors connected to cell phones. The most common one is called an acoustic neuroma. It's not cancerous, but it causes a growth which affects the nerves and blood cells and affects the brain's function. And then the pituitary gland, the salivary, is cancerous. And the third one, called a glioma, is what Senator Ted Kennedy has, and he does not even know it. When I heard he had cancer on the left side of his brain, my first reaction was, does he use the cell and cordless phone there? And he's probably on the cell phone right now. And I've tried to reach the Kennedy family to inform them of this, but I haven't been able to. So this is what's going on. As I say, I'm hearing reports every day. A lady called me, and her son's class, a 14-year-old, has a tumor behind the ear. So.
And, of course, basically a lot of these are what they call eighth nerve tumors or auditory neuromas.
Right, yeah, and the acoustic neuroma. They're not cancerous, but they cause a growth. And they affect the nerves and blood cells and the brain function.
And, of course, what happens if you resect them while you can damage the auditory nerves, so you lose your hearing on that side.
Yes.
And then, of course, you can lose your sense of balance on that side. And then, of course, they have a tendency to recur. So this is not a good thing to have. Auditory neuromas certainly are a vein of our existence, and they seem to be on the increase associated with the use of cell phones. And we do know that they're dangerous. I wouldn't be making these statements, but you can check out. You can go up on the Internet and simply go to your search engine and do cell phones and cancer. And, of course, believe me, the cell phone industry does not want you to know this. I'm sure part of it is has to do with finance, but then there really are people who want to be able to identify you, to track you, to know where you are, what you're saying. And you say, why would anybody go to all that trouble? Why would they go to the trouble to threaten people who had the information, the scientific information, but they've actually very effectively suppressed this? Now, apparently, once in a while, the truth will come out, and certainly, they'll have an article in the newspaper, but then they'll have all the people to say, oh, there's nothing to worry about. They're like the people who don't believe we went to the moon. They're like the people, and then, of course, use this to ridicule people and to certainly demonize them and marginalize them because they question the safety of cell phones, and yet we should all carry them. I will tell you that I took a trip a couple of weeks ago. I took my wife's cell phone. It was so convenient to be able to call her and tell her I was there, but believe me, the conversation was very short when I was out out the road, take a long road trip, great to have a cell phone. Just don't use it, and use it very, very infrequently. And hopefully, of course, you'll want to have a wave shield on it, and simply a little piece of fabric that goes over the part that goes carries a sound down your external auditory meatus. That's a canal that goes into your skull. And, of course, see, remember, they have a different size. When, of course, you're using a portable phone, so if you do call and order one, tell them you want it for a cell phone or for a portable phone. Be sure to specify, because we sure wouldn't want to send you the wrong one. And I've held off actually advertising these. I wanted to be sure in my own mind that they would be beneficial, but everything I can find out, they really do significantly decrease the amount of radiation. And this is what, microwave radiation that they're getting?
Right. It's coming out the microwave tower, the electromagnetic field. And I also had testing from Cedacom Germany, one of the highest testing authorities in Europe. The Russian Health Department tested and approved the wave shield for sale in the Federation of Russia. And I have a lot of doctors who sell my shields to their patients, do muscle tests, as I said, and who sent me testimonials. And by the way, I created a website. Anyone who wants to look up research, it's called the Cell Phone Radiation News Bureau. If you go to cprnews.com and then on the bottom, click on World News, I have posted over 170 studies from around the world on cell phone dangers. Only two are from the United States.
That's cprnews.com, is that it?
That's it, cprnews.com, and then click on World News, and there's over 170 studies. And the most recent one that I posted is very important. As I said, there's only been two studies in the U.S., and I'll comment on those in a moment. But this latest study that came out, first of all, the French government have banned all advertising to children. And in England, Germany, Switzerland, they have restrictions on the age that children can use cell phones, but not in this country. It's big business. So you have 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds using cell phones. This is what just came out in June. A congressional briefing on cell phones and health risks is scheduled to be held in Washington in mid-September. And Senator Arlen Specter, a brain tumor survivor, is slated to participate. Okay? So that's a major, major breakthrough that this is coming up in the U.S. Congress. The two studies that have come out, one was very important last year, and a lot of people saw it. Dr. Herbelman, the head of the Cancer Institute at the University of Pittsburgh, warned all staff and employees to reduce cell phone use to reduce the risk of cancer. The other study that came out was from UCLA University in California. Women who are pregnant who use cell phones, it affects the child's behavior and increases levels of autism. Those are facts.
Well, I think that it's really rather frightening. Just think of what we're doing to our children, and to certainly potentially the generations yet unborn. And people are really going to have to get the information. They're going to have to help us get it out. I mean, there's certain many, many dangers to our health, but I think this is a very real one, a very legitimate one. And we do hope, of course, you'll check out the facts, and then, of course, you'll certainly use your cell phone just as little as you can. We'll talk when we get back about these people who, of course, have a little earpiece that goes in, have a wire that goes down to their cell phone. There are other alternatives that you can use, but you've got to get involved. We'll be right back.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. This 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Shelley Kalvitsky. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question, a comment, you agree, you disagree, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And, of course, Shelley, certainly we see these people very often. They'll have this little earpiece. They'll stick in their ear, and then they'll have this long piece of wire that goes down, to their cell phone. And then, of course, we see the other people. I get, what do they call it, the blue shark or something?
Blue fin.
What about those things?
Well, first of all, laws are being passed state by state, both hands on the wheel. California, Washington last July, New Mexico last year, New York, New Jersey, others to follow. The wired headsets that they give you actually conduct up to three times more radiation into your ear than if you just put the phone against your ear. They are very dangerous. And the Bluetooth, very popular because there's no wire and people tend to talk longer. And it's sitting in their ear. You can see a light flashing, so there's radiation sitting there all the time. The signal from the phone carries radiation directly into your ear. They are extremely dangerous. And studies have come out supporting this. Now, what I did with the wired headset, I replaced the wire going into the ear with an air tube, like a stethoscope, so only air and sound goes into your ear, zero radiation. So I do have a radiation-free headset available.
Go ahead.
Another problem, and I'm getting a lot of calls from people, are computer screens. Now, everybody's using a laptop, or they're sitting at their desk, and they're inches away from the screen. And people who are sensitive feel heat and vibration off the screen. So what I did was I took four silver round shields, put one on each corner of the screen, and I had people do that, and they called and emailed me. They felt a significant difference. They weren't getting the heat and vibration off the screen. And especially children are using, you know, the laptops a lot, so the screen is right next to their face. So there's radiation coming off that. And other studies have come out about the dangers of Wi-Fi. Okay? There was a study came out in England on the Wi-Fi being a health time bomb. Okay? Because everybody's using the internet and they're sitting there and sending text messages, etc. So that's another major concern. Okay?
Right.
And in England, as I say, Sir William Stewart issued the most authoritative British warning about the hazards of cell phones because he's worried about the spread of the Wi-Fi, and he's the chairman of the Health Protection Agency in England.
All right, and you're going to have to tell me what Wi-Fi is. I hear the term, but what actually is it?
Well, it has to do with the radiation coming off from text messaging. Okay. You see people tapping away at their laptops. They're invisibly connected to the internet, and it just shows that, you know, the technology is spreading, and it's just called Wi-Fi. And
is this like broadband? Is this broadband?
Yeah, very much so. But it's text messaging, so the phone is sitting on your hip. There's radiation going there, going into you because it's running through the computer.
All
so
right.
They just found that that's becoming a major, major concern.
There's a couple studies
that you can read about on CPR News about the dangers of the Wi-Fi and the revolution going on.
What about the cell phone towers? We have, so many of the cell phone towers out there, and of course they're the ones who are broadcasting to your portable phone.
That's a major, major problem, Dr. Stan. What's happened is lead interferes with the signal. So in cities, they're putting microwave towers on top of buildings, and they're putting them in communities because, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? They don't want you to lose a call. We have an epidemic here in Florida. They have put a lot of them over schools, paid schools money, and didn't tell them what it was, and there's radiation falling on those schools 24 hours a day. I had a gentleman call me from New Jersey, said, Shelley, they want to put a microwave tower in a neighborhood. And he said, what do you think? I said, well, under hydro wires now, would you? So there's a lot of communities fighting this, but I recently had a gentleman call me, and they put a microwave tower like 100 yards from his house. He could feel the heat on the side of his house. He said, what should I do? Yes, I said, you have two choices. Get them to remove it or move. Okay, they're very dangerous, and they're putting them up more and more and more so you don't miss a call. And there was a study that came out of Sweden about 3-4 years ago. People who live in rural areas receive more radiation because they have to increase the strength of the signal to reach them. So it is a major, major concern.
And I think it's something that certainly we should be concerned about. There are a lot of things to be concerned about, but I think we have to do everything possible to protect ourselves. Cell phones are wonderful, but I mean, it's the transmission, and then, of course, it's the people who are using them constantly, of course, getting excessive amounts of radiation that is doing DNA damage, and there is an organized, orchestrated, concerted effort to cover up the truth from the American people. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. 5791. Now, you mentioned that there was legislation that they've been trying to get passed. Actually, I have warnings on these cell phones.
Came out in California a few years ago. Senator Tom Hayden introduced a bill, and Dr. Henry Lau from the University of Washington was there supporting him. And I actually, this was on television, and it took about three readings, and it was passed. So I believe California is the only state that has a warning on the outside of the package about, you know, using cell phones. But it's a big issue because the cell industry doesn't want to announce that. I mean, the cell industry is kind of caught between a the old rock and a hard place, because they do care about their customers, and they should have done something years ago, and they didn't. And I am talking to Verizon and AT&T and Sprint. Because, it is possible we could do something and get the wave shield on all the phones, which would be a great addition to protect people against potential health risks.
But I don't think that they want people even to suspect there's a health risk. This is basically it. I mean, after all, if you told the average parent, do you realize that if your child, suddenly uses a cell phone, that they have an increased incidence of brain cancer, and they have an increased incidence of damage to their intellect and all sorts of DNA damage to the brain, nobody would be using them. Parents would say, I'm going to protect my children, I'm going to protect myself. So they have intentionally and purposely suppressed this information. This is really what's so frightening and why I do what I do, is that we have to at least educate the American people. They're going to have to decide what they're going to do with the information. I will tell you what I do, and that is I use a cell phone or a portable cell phone or a portable phone as little as possible. And I may pick up the portable phone, but I run to a hardline receiver. Now, what about a regular telephone, certainly the kind we've had for years, a hardline telephone? Is there any radiation from that we should
be concerned? No, they're safe. Wired phones that you have in your home are radio waves. They're safe. And a lot of people use speaker phones as well. Okay? And like a lot of operators who answer calls, etc., those are wired phones, so those are safe. So they're not getting radiation on those. But it's the cordless phone where you're walking around outside to your neighbors, down the street, blah, blah. And, the strange thing is lack of information. You see people out running and walking and exercising, and they're on the cell phone. I see them at the gym on a treadmill working out, and they're on the cell phone. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But there's been a lack of information in this country, but it's starting to come out, and there's more and more information coming out. Remember Johnny Cochran, the famous lawyer? He died about 2.5 years ago of a tumor behind his ear, and his daughter said on CNN, the cell phone killed my father. Larry King did a show where he had on Johnny Cochran's widow, a neurosurgeon, and commented about this, and they said, well, we're not sure, there could be a connection. Well, it's starting to come out.
All right, that's all we can do. And you're out there listening on it. You've got to find out if this is really true. And this is just one more thing. You've got to help us get the information out. Fortunately, we have the Internet where you can verify it. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Shelley. Welcome your calls, 1-800-259-5791.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Shelley Kalnitsky, and we've got Todd on the line from North Carolina. Again, our number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But hi, Todd. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Dr. Stan. How about yourself?
No complaints at all. Doesn't do any good to complain because somebody else always got a worse story. But what can we do for you?
Okay. Well, I'm just curious. I think here in the last few years, because, you know, I've been concerned about the cell phone radiation myself, and I think the cell phone companies, I believe that the speakerphone addition that they've added to the things for the last few years, I think, has probably helped. But I wanted to ask your guest, because I very rarely use my cell phone, and I use the speakerphone on it, and I wonder, does that help a lot?
Oh, absolutely. Using a speakerphone, nothing is touching you. Every centimeter that you're away from the phone is important.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you look at the phones today, I tell people when you're buying a cell phone, get one with a long antenna, because the signal comes in off the antenna. So every centimeter is important. Well, first they got rid of the antennas, then you had some of the little nub on the top, and now they built the antenna right into the phone because it looks good.
Right.
So speakerphones are safe, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I know I've had a phone now for about a year. Because, I mean, I've had a couple of phones, you know, it's like, you know, some of the older styles back about 6 years ago, you know, I had like ones with the antennas and all that, but I got away from them, you know, because with technology being the way that it is, you know, things change so much, everything, you know. So I've got one, you know, like the, you know, these compact phones, what they call the flip phones, where you just, uh-huh, you know, fold it up. everything, you know. So I like that quite a lot because I'm, you know, I've been sort of hesitant about the radiation. The more I hear, you know, or when I first started hearing about it here a few years ago, I just, you know, started using it less and less and everything, you know, because I got to thinking about something because, you know, my dad, you know, passed away from cancer here about 12 years ago. And, I mean, I know there were other instances that, you know, caused it to happen, but I got to thinking about something because, you know, he used to use a cordless phone quite a lot. That's all he ever talked on.
Well, I think that comment, sir, did not there was a study came out on 60 Minutes in Australia a while back, and it's an amazing one. And they interviewed two men, a senior citizen and a younger man, and the senior citizen said, I'm a walking dead man. I am dying. I have terminal brain cancer from my ear, from my cell phone, and I'll be dead in weeks, and he may be dead now. And the other gentleman was younger. He said, I'll be dead in 4 to 5 years because they've been diagnosed, and from the cell phone right behind the ear. So,
yeah.
You know, it's over the years, et cetera, of using phones, normal 10-year period. As I say, young people using them at a younger age, it's going to happen faster, okay? And, you know, I mean, there's no absolute proof, but the evidence is mounting. So I'm glad that you've limited the use that you're using the phone. It's an important product to use, but, you know, let's cut down. We don't need to be talking all the time because we're bored.
And, of course, remember that the cell phone industry would not have threatened the doctors who were doing the research unless they knew there was a danger and they didn't want the public to know. Anything else you wanted to say there, Todd?
Well, I was just going to say I know that I had used it, you know, fairly extensively, you know, back when I first got a cell phone about 6 or 7 years ago. But after a while, you know, I just it got to the point where I didn't like to be talking about it all that much. And I started to hear probably around that same time about the dangers. So it's like, you know, I remember I would, you know, try to hold it as far away from my ear as I could and still be able to hear pretty good and everything. You know, so like I said, I finally, you know, switched to cell phones here, like I said, about a year ago and got, you know, the one with the speaker phone. So I'm really happy with that. So hopefully I haven't used it enough to have started something going on in my brain.
You're okay.
Okay.
You're doing all the right things.
Okay, Todd, anything else before we let you go?
Oh, that should take care of it. I know you're about near the end of the hour.
I'm afraid we are, and we got about 2 more minutes to go here. Anyway, thanks very much for calling and sharing that with us. And so for our listeners out there, if you could get a cell phone with a speakerphone on it, why, you're in much better shape. It's just that intensity of the cell phone right next to your ear. And then, of course, the fact that there's no bone there protecting the external auditory canal is just a big hole there. And that's how the radiation gets down. Thanks very much, Todd. And certainly our guest is Shelley Kalnitsky. And Shelley, we're just about out of time. What is the parting thought you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, what I tell people is there's no absolute proof that cell phones cause cancer or tumors, but the evidence is mounting, and CPRnews.com has that. And I'm glad I developed the Wave Shield, which has proven and tested to reduce the potential health risk. So I just, you know, I don't want people to take a chance. I want them to protect themselves, reduce the amount they're using the phones, and protect their children in particular, and cut down on the use.
All right. Well, God bless, and we'll be talking to you on our morning program and another program here real soon. Thanks very much.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we, of course, are carrying the Wave Shield, if you'd like it. Why you get it? By calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But when you call, specify if this is for a cell phone or a portable phone, because they are different shapes and different sizes. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and tell Linda, whoever answers the telephone, whether it's for a cell phone or for a portable phone. We actually, of course, covered this in a talk we gave called Planned Population Reduction, which went into the background of so many things they are doing to damage and endanger our health. And, of course, you have not seen that talk. plan population reduction. We've recommended very strongly. We have a talk on population control, another one on the Nandere College genocide. You have to understand that there really are people who want to kill off the majority of the world's population. Now, if you get any of our DVDs or videotapes, and you just ask for a copy of the Population Control Agenda Monograph. The Population Control Agenda Monograph, we'll send it to you free of charge. It's available up on our internet site, but if you'd like to get a hard copy of it, we'll be glad to send it to you. It's well worthwhile having. It's well worthwhile reading. It's well worthwhile understanding what we are really up against. There really are people who want to kill off the majority of the world. If you haven't seen the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones where they recommend eliminating 90% of the world's population, well, they don't say eliminate them. They just talk about how we got to maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. It was Jacques Cousteau who said we've got to eliminate 350,000 people a day. 350,000 people a day. If you'd like his article out of the UNESCO Courier where he's interviewed and makes that statement, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Now, you've really got to be concerned about the danger of this influenza vaccine they're coming up with. That's why you need to understand the danger of vaccines. Vaccines are effective. They're very effective in what they're intended to do. They do stimulate at least the active part of the immune system, but not the humoral part of the immune system, which, of course, is what you ought to be stimulating if you want permanent immunity. And what they do, of course, is they stimulate the T cells, they activate them, and then, of course, they create allergies and asthma and juvenile diabetes. At least everything points in that direction. May very well even be responsible for a lot of the gout. Gout is on the increase, and it's related to an autoimmune response when the white cells become activated and start gobbling up these urate crystals, which have been there, many of them, for years, and then something activates the immune system. Sometimes a trauma, an operation. Many times people get the gouty attacks. After I operated on their shoulder, they're getting a gouty attack in their toe. I didn't realize, of course, this was an immune response, but this is really what it's all about. And, of course, one of the great tragedies of today is that about 1 in 60 to 80 of our boys is autistic. Now, they tell you it's 1 in 166. But, you know, figures don't lie, but liars figure. The figure put out by the CDC is that 166 children out of every 10,000 are actually autistic. 166 out of every 10,000. Now, they put it that way so they can confuse you. Basically, then they say, well, you see, one in every 166 children is autistic, and that's not what it is at all. 166 children per 10,000 is 1.6% of the population, and they're autistic. Their lives are destroyed, and you don't see it in the Amish children. You need to get our 4-tape set on vaccines, our 4-tape set on vaccine update, Dr. Blaylock's DVD on vaccines and